USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Orlando, Florida, where police fatally shot a man in a hospital emergency room a short time ago. The police chief, John Mina, says it happened at Orlando Regional Medical Center. The man arriving at the hospital for a medical condition earlier today, but once he was in the ER, he said he would shoot anyone who came near him. Police were called and the emergency room was placed on lockdown. The chief says negotiators started speaking with the man, but when he looked to be reaching for a gun, officers shot him. It turns out the man wasn't armed. President Trump is about to detail for reporters a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico that was agreed to late last night. This morning, the president tweeted the pact is a, quote, great deal for all three countries and solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which the new trade deal will replace. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
One of the women accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct says she has spoken with the FBI now. Reports are Deborah Ramirez provided a list of witnesses who she says can corroborate her allegation that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party. The city of Las Vegas remembering the 58 people who were killed a year ago today when a gunman opened fire at a music festival. Hundreds of others were injured. A number of events and remembrance ceremonies are being held around Vegas today. Three people killed in an apparent car bombing in Allentown, Pennsylvania over the weekend. And now the Allentown DA says,
we have a high degree of confidence that the perpetrator was probably killed in the incident.
DA James Martin saying more details about the case will be released later today. That explosion happened on Saturday night and a shelter is now set up at a youth center in the vicinity for people who were displaced by the destruction caused by that bombing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An unusual traffic situation in Atlanta this morning. An overturned livestock truck has spilled a herd of cows onto a highway, backing up traffic and causing at least two wrecks that killed two cows. Reports are the truck spilled the cows across Interstate 285 early today, and at least one driver of another vehicle was injured in one of those collisions with one of those cows. Another herd of cows spilled onto I-75 back in May. In that case, 10 cows were killed. In Indonesia, the search and rescue and, all too often, recovery is continuing.
In Indonesia, more than 800 people killed in the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami which followed, the wall of water swallowing buildings and homes. Rescue workers still looking for people as it's feared more were killed, some areas cut off because of damaged roads.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. In some of the remote areas struck by the earthquake and tsunami, the searching hasn't even begun yet. And two scientists from the U.S. and Japan have won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Institute in Stockholm announcing today that Jim Allison and Tetsuku Honjo are being honored for their discoveries leading to new approaches in using the immune system to battle cancer. Allison's a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.